From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the 60s are back, at least at the Dallas Theater Center. First, dark rumors about Fort Worth-based Radio Shack came true this afternoon. The struggling electronics retailer with a storied history agreed to sell more than half of its 4,000 stores. Most of those will carry the Sprint banner outside. Radio Shack's largest shareholder, Standard General, is the buyer of those shops and worked out the agreement with Sprint. Unprofitable stores will close. A list of those will be announced soon. Today in Stephenville, an hour and a half southwest of Fort Worth, potential jurors packed a courtroom for a murder trial that starts next week. The defendant, Eddie Ray Ralph, is accused of killing two men, Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, the former Navy SEAL who inspired the movie American Sniper. KERA's Dwali Saikautau is there. Dwali, sketch out the scene this morning.
Doors opened at 8 on this very chilly morning, and by 9, about 100 people, including reporters, were anxiously waiting for Judge Jason Cashin to begin. And he began by storytelling, identifying first who the principal people are, the attorneys, pointing out the defendant, then explaining about qualifications, exemptions, and excuses. By the time the first group was over, some 15 people had been dismissed for medical or educational reasons, and another 6, 3 men and 3 women, said they could have been biased because of pretrial publicity, so the judge disqualified them.
Because of the movie and Chris Kyle's life story, national and international attention will be focused on this trial when it starts next week. How's that playing out in a town the size of Stephenville?
There's a lot of emotion here. It's a small town where people know each other or they know somebody who knows them. You know, you walk into a cafe and someone will say they worked on a ranch with him, went to rodeos with him, or, you know, read his book. Here's what the owner of Greer's Ranch Cafe, Phil Greer, had to say about Chris Kyle.
How could you not feel something so unfortunate happened to someone that really did serve the country very well and above and beyond? And I think it's more than just in here in Stephenville. I think it's the whole country.
There are people who very much understand PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, which Ralph had a history of, and some of them empathize with the accused. But at the same time, this is a very patriotic town, and people see Chris Kyle as an American hero who was gunned down.
Senior reporter Dwali Saikautau in Stephenville. Thanks, Dwali.
You're welcome, Justin.
This week, the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center is filled with everything from branded pens to Texas-shaped cutting boards. Kristen Taylor wandered the floor in downtown Dallas to see how our obsession with swag has turned into a multi-billion dollar industry.
Paula Shulman has been selling swag that companies give away for free for more than 3 decades.
I remember when we first started with stress balls, a little round stress ball. The owner of my company went to an event and he came back and he said, "This is the greatest item, we're going to come out with it." And we all looked at him like he was absolutely crazy. And the first year we sold 7 million of them.
This year, she's selling a ton of phone cases and chargers, reusable grocery bags, and bobblehead pens. That's right, pens topped with bobbleheads with hair that wiggle when you write. Universities, hospitals, and hotels love to stick their brand on these things and put them in your hand.
Companies will spend millions on advertising on TV. Great, it's funny, it's nice, and then you forget about it. Somebody gives you a pen, you're not going to throw that pen away, and probably until it runs out of ink or you lose it.
Just look on your desk, your keychain, or in your refrigerator to see what companies are branding these days. It all seems free, but swag is actually a $21 billion industry. Matthew Cohn is the vice chair of the Advertising Specialty Institute. That's the trade group that hosts this annual convention of buyers and sellers.
So we have a database of 750,000 products, and it is true that pretty much anything you can envision, somebody can brand and use as a giveaway. We have etched wine bottles. We have glasses where once you drink the drink, in the bottom of the glass is the engraved logo of the company.
Wandering around the stalls this morning, Troy Aikman. The former cowboy was the show's keynote speaker this year, following George W. Bush last year. He's seen a lot of swag in his life and says it never stops being fun.
That never ends. You know that. I mean, we all, you know, free is good, right? Yeah, I get excited. I get as excited as the next person.
There are hoodies with built-in pockets for your beer. There are branded cleaning slippers. There's hot sauce and bicycles. A perennial bestseller is plastic ice cubes with flashing lights inside. And if you want to get Troy Aikman's attention, go back to basics. His favorite freebie is a logo cap. For KERA News, I'm Kristen Taylor.
The Dallas Theater Center's unveiled its next season today, and it's rooted in the 60s. There's the Texas premiere of a play about LBJ, and as KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, a world premiere musical inspired by the Cornpone TV show, Hee Haw.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Yes, we're talking about that Hee Haw. For everyone under 40, let me explain. Hee Haw was a popular comedy variety TV show that ran for more than 20 years. Week after week, it featured hayseed Southern stereotypes in comic setups, dimbulb country boys, wisecracking barbers, and scantily clad farmers' daughters. But viewers who remember only groaning at the show's puns may have forgotten it also featured top-notch country music talent. That's true as well of Moonshine, the musical inspired by Hee Haw. The songwriters are Brandi Clark, who's up for a Grammy Award this weekend, and her frequent collaborator, top-selling, Grammy-winning Texas recording artist Shane McAnally.
I can't take all the credit or all the bullets for the for the idea, but I'll tell you what possessed me to jump in creatively was the team of people that were putting it together. And I grew up loving Hee Haw, and if we could pull it off, it could be a great way to introduce a whole new generation to that style, you know.
The Dallas Theater Center will premiere Moonshine this September, and the hits from the 60s don't stop there.
I mean, what the hell's a point in being president if you can't do what you know is right?
That's Bryan Cranston, the star of Breaking Bad, playing Lyndon Johnson in the Broadway production of the drama All the Way. It's about LBJ's struggles in 1964 to win the presidential election and to pass the Civil Rights Act.
Now, as a Southerner, I've had to bite my tongue on this issue until my mouth was full of blood. Well, not anymore. This ain't about the Constitution. This is about those who got more, wanting to hang on to what they got, at the expense of those who got nothing.
Cranston won't be here, but the Dallas production of All the Way will be a first-time collaboration with Houston's Alley Theater. It'll combine actors from both theater companies. The 50th anniversary of many civil rights landmarks have led to cultural events like All the Way and the controversial film Selma. This year, the Theater Center will also present the area premiere of The Mountaintop. That's Katori Hall's drama about the last night of Martin Luther King's life. And this next season's 1960s flashbacks will continue.
Girls, keep your dreaming your whole life through.
Your dream can make your dreams come true.
We're your dream girls and boys. We make you happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're your dream girls and boys.
It's a revival of the Broadway musical Dream Girls, which was based on the rise of the Supremes and Motown Records. The Theater Center will also premiere a couple of other new plays. One of them, called Deferred Action, is, like All the Way, a collaboration with another theater company. This time, it's North Texas' own Cara Mia Theater. Written by Dallas authors David Lozano and Lee Trull, Deferred Action centers on Dreamers, the name for young, undocumented Latino immigrants. Season subscriptions for the Theater Center go on sale February 9th. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
For the evening, you could expect mostly cloudy skies, a low around 37. Tomorrow, it should be sunny and slightly warmer with a high near 61. Tomorrow night, we're back to the mostly clear weather with a low around 46. It's currently 33 degrees in Dallas, 35 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.